Introduction to the Book of Jerem. Why study this book? As students study the Book of Jerem, they will see that God keeps His promises to bless those who obey His commandments. They will also learn about the efforts of Nephite kings, prophets, teachers, and priests of Jerem's day to help the people repent and avoid destruction. Who wrote this book? Enos' son Jerem wrote this book. Like his father and like his grandfather Jacob, and his great-grandfather Lehi, Jerem had the spirit of prophecy and revelation. When he finished his record, he passed the plates on to his son Omni. To whom was this book written, and why? Jerem said that he wrote according to the commandment of his father Enos, that their genealogy might be kept. He also indicated that his record was written for the benefit of his brethren the Lamanites. Jerem did not record his own prophecies and revelations because he believed those recorded by his fathers sufficiently revealed the plan of salvation. Instead, he described the labors of the Nephite leaders during the time of his ministry. These leaders were mighty men in the faith of the Lord, who continually urged the people to repent and obey the commandments. Jerem observed that when the people chose to follow the counsel of their righteous leaders, they prospered and were able to fortify themselves against the Lamanites. He testified, quote, "The word of the Lord was verified, which he spake unto our fathers, saying that, inasmuch as ye will keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land." End quote. See Jerem 1:9, see also 1 Nephi 2:19-20. When and where was it written? The book of Jerem covers approximately 38 years, from about 399 BC to 361 BC. It was written in the land of Nephi. What are some distinctive features of this book? The Book of Jerem is the shortest book in the Book of Mormon. It provides details about the growth of the Nephite civilization, stating that they had, quote, "multiplied exceedingly and spread upon the face of the land," end quote. They had also become rich in resources and had become skilled in working with wood and metal, constructing buildings, crafting machinery, and making tools and weapons. See Jerem chapter 1, verse 8. Outline. Jerem chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Jerem receives the plates and explains his purpose for writing. Jerem chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. Jerem records the fulfillment of the Lord's promise to bless and prosper the Nephites as they kept his commandments. He testifies of the Savior's power to save people from sin even before his mortal ministry, allowing people to believe in him as though he already was. See Jerem 1:11. Jerem chapter 1 verses 13 through 15. Jerem states that an account of the wars between the Nephites and the Lamanites was kept on the large plates of Nephi. He passes the small plates to his son, Omni.